A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
You mentioned the international break, and I don't know if Pep's been playing games or someone's had a word, but half your team decided not to go on international duty. Every single one of them. Ederson hasn't been injured for about 5 years, and all of a sudden he's got a sore foot. Ilan Haaland doesn't go. Then Kovacic had an off, Nathan Ake, John Stones. Honestly, we're going to see pretty much City's best team at the weekend. You'd be shocked if, obviously, De Bruyne is still going to be out. It feels like everybody else is going to be fit from the sense I get. Has City played a couple of games here, George? Is that what's going on?
I don't know. I'm happy for it because I'm not a big fan of internationals, and obviously because when they go away, all these players and get injured. You look at players like Gavi, who just got an ACL injury or whatever it was. It's just another excuse for these players to get out of the Premier League. But I think you'll see Ederson definitely. I think John Stones is probably the most unlikely out of them. What that he said, potentially Kovacic should be in there. I think it's good because it came out straight away that they've not gone, and then it's given the 2 weeks. So even if Pep was playing games, he can kind of get away with it because you've got 2 weeks and can say, oh, they've recovered in that time. I think there is some injuries there. Like I say, I think the just Stones one is a definite, and I think that's probably the most unlikely one that you'll say, which is a big loss for us massively because he changed that defence. Akanji's, he's good at times, but I think everyone has the same feeling there's a mistake in him. It's just not the same when John Stones in there. And that was an issue against Chelsea.
Yeah, absolutely, mate. On the Stones thing, if he doesn't play, obviously he's the one who advances into midfield. He allows you guys to do the inverted stuff. If he doesn't play, obviously Diaz, Akanji, he's still got good players. But how does the dynamic change? Does somebody else go and do it? Is it less effective? If John Stones isn't fit, he might not be. How does that change City?
So usually, Pep's been picking Akanji recently to do it. And he's been doing all right. I just thought it's hard to compare when you're competing against John Stones, who does it so well. Yeah. But sometimes you can see Akanji do it, and he's really good. But then I think Chelsea was one of the issues where he was getting caught out of position, kind of in no man's land, didn't really know where his position was. But he was on the left side of Diaz then. I thought, and I think I'm right in saying this, that usually when I kept, like, because when Stones inverting, he's on the right side. Don't know how much that difference that'll make, but he looked a bit lost at times, Akanji, in the Chelsea game, and that's one thing that I'm pretty concerned about. And like I say, other City fans are. People are now starting to question whether Vardiol can step into that role, but it definitely won't be for Liverpool. There's no chance because Pep hasn't run it yet. And I think in an interview a couple of weeks ago, Pep said he's got a bit of a way to go till he can do that Stones role.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So you'll see Akanji basically doing that exact thing.
Yeah, no, that'll be something definitely that Liverpool seem to target. I think it's fair to say.
Yeah, they'll try to get that, 100%.
Yeah, it makes sense. In terms of that, then obviously we're expecting probably Erling Haaland's going to be fit. Doku's been a revelation. Obviously, on the other side, pick whoever you want. You've got about five different ones. But how do you see City's attack lineup? I think Haaland and Doku are definite, aren't they? And then it's wherever he goes. Foden, sometimes he moves Bernardo over there. How do you think City are going to line up an attack?
I think it'll be Haaland, Doku, Foden. I think that's the way I run it.
Foden's been really good against us as well. He has good games against Liverpool.
Yeah. I think he'll want Bernardo in the midfield for the energy that you've got. That's the way I see that running. The only thing is, Doku, is as good as he is, Pep seems to do this thing where it's Pep roulette. So Grealish plays well against big teams as well. So I think there is a chance for Grealish to step in. As fans, I think most fans want Doku in there because of how exciting he's been. And it's a player that can get at you. Yeah, especially if Trent's coming forward as well. If Trent comes forward, he leaves a space in behind for Doku. I think that's something that City could exploit.
No, absolutely. I mean, down the City Hall. That he's actually used Foden over there a couple of times as well to try and exploit that. So you are right. It is something. I actually had a conversation the other day and I was saying, both Liverpool, we seem to do the same thing. We want to go and try and attack Kyle Walker or get in behind Kyle Walker a little bit. I think Sadio Mane caused them issues. Luis Diaz has caused them issues. Yeah. It feels like both teams' plans will be trying to win the ball back and attack down their left. Does that make sense to you as well? Feel like that?
Yeah, I see that. Well, Kyle Walker, sometimes Pep runs a tactic where Foden and Bernardo are based on the same side of the midfield and they invert a little bit, leaving space for Walker to be more attacking. And he basically, Walker's pushed forward as a right winger. So if he does that, then yeah, there'll be loads of space in behind for us to get at. But I imagine that he'd be a bit more reserved against Hughes.
Yeah, it's a fascinating tactical battle. There's just so many good players all over the pitches in the Jordan.
Yeah, it's great. It's great.
It really is.
It's been an incredible era of City Liverpool for the Premier League. It's been so tight. Obviously, we've had our season where we like kind of walked the league. You had your season where you walked the league. Other than that, it's been obviously bar last year. It's been City Liverpool right to the end.
That's been amazing. It's starting to feel all that bit familiar. On that. Just before we look ahead, definitely a couple more things on the game. I want to ask you, the season as a whole, you've been here plenty of times before, top of the league after X amount of games, you know, 12 games, whatever. Mm-hmm. How do you compare this City side to the City side that you've seen before? Because, like I say, City dropping points in 3 out of 12 games, I mean, it's still a brilliant record, still top of the league, but it has raised a few eyebrows. Is there any differences? Is there... Maybe because, I mean, last season's team was just phenomenal. I just don't know how you're comparing this new City, which it is, because obviously a couple of new players in it, to those other City sides that Pep's had.
I think you've got to look at major, major key losses, really. Like Riyad Mahrez always chipped in with goals and assists. And as much as I do feel like it was the right time for him to go, he did kind of, towards the end of the season, he became, I think it was like third choice on the wing. But I think Riyad Mahrez is a big loss because he chipped in with goals. And all this happens when, say, if Erling Haaland's not firing like this season at times, as much as he is scoring goals every game, I think everyone expects him to just do what he did last year. You got other players like that who chip in. Gundogan is a massive loss in midfield for us. And we're trying to shoe on Kovacic in there, but Kovacic isn't that good going forward as opposed to what Gundogan had. And you got Nunes as well, who hasn't really played too much for us. Obviously, there's a lot of time for them players. I just think there are a few changes in there, but I do think we're playing better than last season at this stage, which comes out. City are usually a second half of the season kind of team, which always sounds weird, but we come alive in that second half. That's why we usually will go on our 20 match unbeaten runs or whatever it is.
I know exactly. And, I know that story, mate. Yes. I know that story. Trust me. Yeah. Very
too
much
familiar.
Absolutely. I had hair before Pep started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.